And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show right here on the one and only Borderland Radio Network. Well, it's June the 11th. This year is just flying by. Surprisingly, when you consider nothing much had gone on this year. Well, it's the 162nd day of the year, if it's leap year, 163rd. In 1184 BC, Troy was sacked and burned. If you're familiar with the Trojan War and the Trojan Horse, this was the day that Troy was burned to the ground. 173, Marco-Romanic Wars, the Roman army in Moravia is encircled by the Quadi. They broke the peace treaty in 171. And there was no doubt in anybody's mind they were going to destroy the Roman army. But in a violent thunderstorm, Emperor Marcus Aurelius defeated and subdued them in what was called the Miracle of the Rain. Not really sure what that is, but apparently it worked. 631, Emperor Taizong of Tang sends envoys to the Sultanate, bearing gold and silk, in order to seek the release of Chinese prisoners captured during the transition from Sui to Tang. 786, Hasanid Alid uprising in Mecca is crushed by the Abbasids at the Battle of Fakum. Idris ibn Abdallah flees to the Maghreb, where he later founds the Idrisid dynasty. In 980, Vladimir the Great consolidates the Kievan realm from Ukraine to the Baltic Sea, and he is proclaimed the ruler of all of Kievan Rus. In 1011, Greek citizens of Bari rise up against the Lombard rebels led by Melius and delivers the city to Basil Macedonides. Byzantine governor of the Catapanate of Italy. 1118, Roger of Salerno, Prince of Antioch, captures Azaz from the Seljuk Turks. 1157, Albert I of Brandenburg, also called the Bear, becomes the founder of the Margraviate of Brandenburg, Germany, and the first Margrave. 1345, the Magus Deus Alexos Apokokos, chief minister of the Byzantine Empire, is lynched by political prisoners. 1429, in the Hundred Years' War, started the Battle of Chargiu. 1488, Battle of Suchyburn, fought between the rebel lords and James III of Scotland. The result of that battle was the death of the king. 1509, Henry VIII of England marries Catherine of Aragon. 1594, Philip II recognized the rights and privileges of the local nobles and chieftains in the Philippines. This paved the way to the stabilization of the rule of the Principalia. That's an elite ruling class of native nobility in Spanish Philippines. 1748, Denmark adopts the characteristic Nordic cross flag, later taken up by all the other Scandinavian countries. 1770, British explorer Captain James Cook runs aground on the Great Barrier Reef, which gave rise to the expression, "Who put that rock there?" 1775, the American Revolutionary War's first naval engagement, the Battle of Maceias, results in the capture of a small British naval vessel. 1776, Continental Congress appointed Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Roger Sherman, and Robert Livingston to the Committee of Five to draft a Declaration of Independence to free the colonies from England. 1788, Russian explorer Gerasim Ismailov reaches Alaska. 1805, fire consumes large portions of Detroit in what was known as Michigan Territory. 1825, the first cornerstones laid for Fort Hamilton in New York City. 1837, the Broad Street Riot occurs in Boston, fueled by ethnic tensions between Yankees and Irish. 1865, the naval battle of Riachuelo was fought on the riverlet Richo in Argentina between the Paraguayan Navy on one hand and the Brazilian Navy on the other. Brazilian victory was crucial for the later success of the Triple Alliance in the Paraguayan War. That was Brazil, Uruguay, and Argentina. 1892, the Limelight Department, one of the world's first film studios, is established in Melbourne, Australia. 1895, Paris-Bordeaux-Paris, sometimes called the first automobile race in history, takes place. 1898, the Hundred Days Reform, a planned movement to reform social, political, and educational institutions in China, is started by the Guangzhou Emperor, but it's suspended by Empress Dowager Cixi after 104 days. In fact, this failed reform led to the abolition of the imperial examination in 1905. In 1901, the boundaries of the colony of New Zealand are extended by the UK to include the Cook Islands. 1903, a group of Serbian officers storm the royal palaces and assassinate King Alexander Obrenović and his wife, Queen Draga. 1917, King Alexander assumes the throne of Greece after his father, Constantine I, abdicates under pressure from Allied armies occupying Athens. 1919, Sir Barton wins the Belmont Stakes, becomes the first horse to win the U.S. Triple Crown. 1920, during the U.S. Republican National Convention in Chicago, U.S. Republican Party leaders gather in a room at the Blackstone Hotel to come to a consensus on their candidate for the presidential election. This led the Associated Press to coin the political phrase, smoke-filled room. And there's a lot of those in existence today. 1935, inventor Edwin Armstrong gives the first public demonstration of FM broadcasting in the U.S. This took place at Alpine, New Jersey. 1936, the London International Surrealist Exhibition opens. 1937, the Great Purge in the Soviet Union under Joseph Stalin. He executed 8 army leaders he didn't feel were loyal enough to him. 1938, the Second Sino-Japanese War. The Battle of Wuhan starts. Wuhan has been quite prominent in history at several different points. 1940. The Siege of Malta begins with a series of Italian air raids. 1942, the U.S. agrees to send Lend-Lease aid to the Soviet Union. Without that, the Soviet Union would have been speaking German. 1942, Free French forces retreat from Bir Hakeim after having successfully delayed the Axis advance. 1944, the USS Missouri, the last battleship built by the U.S. Navy and the site of the signing of the Japanese Instrument of Surrender, is commissioned. 1955, 83 spectators are killed and 100 are injured after an Austin Healey and Mercedes-Benz collide at the 24 hours of Le Mans, the deadliest ever accident in motorsports. 1956, start of Gao Oya riots. The first reported ethnic riots are targeting minority Sri Lankan Tamils in the Eastern Province. Said that over 150 were killed. 1962, Frank Morris, John Anglin, and Clarence Anglin become the only prisoners to ever escape from the prison on Alcatraz Island. Now, the powers that be said they all drowned. But Frank Morris was known to be alive sometime after that. 1963, Buddhist monk Thich Quang Duc burns himself with gasoline in a busy Saigon intersection to protest the lack of religious freedom in South Vietnam. A little radical approach, but it did get newspaper headlines. 1963, John F. Kennedy addresses America from the Oval Office, proposing the Civil Rights Act in 1964. That would revolutionize American society by guaranteeing equal access to public facilities, ending segregation in education, and guaranteeing federal protection of voting rights. Even though that was a bill whose time has come, it still took the Democratic majority a year to get it into law. 1964, World War II veteran Walter Seifert attacks an elementary school in Cologne, Germany, killed at least 8 children and 2 teachers, and injured several more with a homemade flamethrower and a lance. 1968, Lloyd Old identified the first cell surface antigens that would differentiate among different cell types. 1970, after being appointed on May 15th, Anna Mae Hayes and Elizabeth B. Hosington officially received their ranks as U.S. Army generals, becoming the first women in history to do so. 1971, U.S. government forcibly removes the last holdouts to the Native American occupation of Alcatraz, ended 19 months of control. Originally, Alcatraz Island belonged to one of the Native American tribes. Then it became a fort to protect San Francisco, and it became the prison, which was supposedly escape-proof, and then after the 3 men escaped, it was occupied by Native Americans trying to get the property back. 1978, Altaf Hussein founds the student political movement, All Pakistan Mujahir Student Organization in Karachi University. 1981, a magnitude 6.9 earthquake at Golbaf, Iran kills at least 2,000. 1987, Dan Abbott, Paul Boating, and Bernie Grant are elected the first black MPs in Great Britain. 1998, Compaq Computer pays $9 billion for Digital Equipment Corporation. That was the largest high-tech acquisition up to that time. 2001, Timothy McVeigh is executed for his role in the Oklahoma City bombing. 2002, Antonio Meucci is acknowledged as the first inventor of the telephone by the United States Congress. I don't know where Alexander Graham Bell got involved, but 2004, Cassini-Huygens makes its closest flyby of the Saturn moon Phoebe. 2007, mudslides in Chittagong, Bangladesh kill 130. 2008, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper makes a historic official apology to Canada's First Nation regarding the abuses of the Canadian Indian Residential School. 2008, the Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope is launched into orbit. 2010, the first African FIFA World Cup kicks off in South Africa. 2012, more than 80 people die in a landslide triggered by 2 earthquakes in Afghanistan. One entire village was buried. 2013, Greek's public broadcaster ERT is shut down by then Prime Minister Antonis Samaras, reopened exactly 2 years later by then Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. And in 2018, 3 World Trade Center officially opens. A lot of births and deaths on this date in history. Holidays and observances: American Evacuation Day in Libya, Brazilian Navy Commemorative Day in Brazil, Christian Feast Days, Barnabas the Apostle, Bartholomew the Apostle in Eastern Christianity, Blessed Ignatius Maolian, Armenian Catholic Church, Paolo Frassinetti, Rio Gael of Bangor, Davis Day in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, Canada, Kamehameha Day in Hawaii, Student Day in Honduras. There are certainly quite a number of little events that, let's see, we've been talking about haunted places in Florida. And let me see if I can find my place. Clearwater, Clearwater, Cocoa, Coral Gables. Start with Crestview. I'm sorry, Coral Springs. Coral Springs Blockbuster. It's on Atlantic Boulevard and Coral Springs Drive. It's haunted by a little boy. Employees have seen him in the back room. And now this was when there were still Blockbusters. Before closing, employees would carefully alphabetize the tapes. The next morning, it'd all be rearranged. Coral Springs Medical Center. There's a nurse that used to work in the hospital. Had a in accident, was hospitalized in that same hospital and died in it. Now she's been seen in the halls just in front of the main elevators. At night, she often opens the door for people when they're walking towards it without them pushing the button. Then there's Coral Springs, Coral Square Mall. Witnesses reported around midnight, you can hear shouting and moaning where Burdine's is located. Other employees reported seeing things move fast in the dark. And a number of people reported sighting a small boy. But when they try to, they think he looks so real, they think he's been left by his mother. And when they try to approach him, he's not there. In Crestview, Cobb Cemetery. On what's considered a normal basis, if there is such a thing, the cemetery is haunted by the ghost that walks among the graves at about 1:24 in the morning. According to the story, this ghost is a man in his late 80s, a retired officer who's the few who have managed to talk with him, and there have been a few. He says he's looking for his wife. He appears mostly in February. The road is between a gas station on Highway 9 and a hairdressing place. You go past the church. It's on the left-hand side on a dirt road, very narrow. In fact, you can't turn around until you get to the cemetery. There seems to be a lot of white flashes seen in the darkness, for lack of a better term, like a sheet running. And then it disappears. Then there's Jameson Inn in Crestview. About 2000, a new hotel was built next to Cracker Barrel off of Interstate 10 in Crestview. Within a year, strange happenings were going on. There was an apparition of a man seen walking through the hallways of the second floor, and quite often he hangs around the elevator. Employees at work there claim the man haunts room 208 more than anything else. There have been complaints from guests that have stayed in that room. They complain about strange smells like cigars and cigarettes and other things are mysteriously left there. They seem to appear out of nowhere. And there's a number of wet spots found on the carpet and a number of cold spots encountered by a guest. Crystal Beach Pier. Some people reported sightings of a woman hanging from a tree right in front of the pier. Nobody knows who she is, how she got hung, or why. Davie, Broward Community College, the Central Campus. A couple of years ago, according to reports, a guy went psycho and shot his girlfriend in the back of the head. This was between classes. He then shot himself. Both died between Building 5 and another building. Students coming out of their night classes reported seeing white figures moving about in that area and encountering strange smells from that corner. And there's a permanent blood stain said to still remain on the ground. Also in Davie, there's the Waffle House. A couple of years ago, two employees were shot and killed in the freezer by a crazed former employee. This happened early in the morning, about 4, when they had come in early to open up. Since the murders, employees and diners reported encountering what amounts to a creepy feeling, and employees have sensed a presence when they're there by themselves without any customers. This is usually at opening and closing. Blood stains can be seen on the floor of the cooler, although they're covered up with boxes. Daytona, Florida, the Daytona Playhouse. Now, two people are said to haunt the playhouse. Nobody knows their names, but it's a man and a woman. The man died fighting a war in Spain, and the woman could wait no longer for him to return, and she committed suicide. Said she was pregnant and despondent that he wasn't there. She dove into the Halifax River, and the immersion killed her and her unborn child. Daytona, Orlando, the highway between the two cities. This is actually the main highway that links Daytona and Orlando. A phantom car has been spotted driving erratically and without lights along a isolated stretch of this road. Nobody knows who's driving. Nobody's been able to actually approach the car. If you try to chase it, it's suddenly not there. Daytona Beach, Auditorium Boulevard, near Ocean Center and Pinewood Cemetery. Been a number of photos taken in the area. One is at a house on Hollywood. It shows a woman. She just seems to come out of nowhere. Another is of a man seen standing near a fence on at the auditorium. There used to be houses there in the 1970s, and according to the story, his girlfriend murdered a man while she continued to collect his checks. Daytona Beach, northeast side of the Orange Avenue Bridge. This is actually at the bridge approach. A dark-haired woman in a nightgown have been reported. Also been reports of flying objects such as chairs seen in the area, even when there's no wind. And there's quite a number of a bit of documentation about the unusual happenings. Dufuniac Springs, Sunbright Manor. It's an old Victorian boarding house that's been reported to be haunted for years. Doors open and shut by themselves, and visitors see odd things. Nobody who buys it maintains ownership for long. Also in Dufuniac Springs, the Emergency Operations Center. Those that staff the Emergency Operations Center report seeing the ghost of a little girl wandering about. The girl, they say her name is Sally May, keeps E-911 operators alert on the midnight shift. Locals say she died a violent death in the 1920s where the building now stands. And she comes back to looking for company, apparently. Deltona, Pine Ridge High School. Ghost is seen that haunts this building is sometimes seen by the janitors. According to the story, a man was caught in the gears of the clock tower. And as a result of being pulled in, he was killed and he now haunts the place. All the students know about the ghost of a man who died while the school was being built in 1994. And the ghost bell randomly rings. It can be heard coming through the speakers. Nobody knows what the ghost bell is. Students hear it and some teachers can't. Also, the clock tower has an elevator in it. When you walk up to the elevator entrance upstairs, it's a different vibe than the busy buzz of the school. You feel the rush of cold air and get a strange feeling. Another interesting thing is teacher parking lot. It's the old senior parking lot. The Driver's Ed Range and the agricultural barn and fields are built right next to Osteen Cemetery. At the graveyard, the school can be seen, but quite often you can't hear any sounds coming from the school. And it said the teacher parking lot was built on several old unmarked graves. When the parking lot was built, what amounted to old decrepit monuments were removed, but the bodies weren't taken up. Dunnellan Tiger Trail and High School Road. Been a number of reports of seeing three kids that had died at the intersection. They're usually seen about 3 in the morning, which is the time the accident took place. East Milton, Highway 90. There's a row of white houses off the side of Highway 90 that are said to be haunted. Witnesses have reported getting pictures of orbs and seeing facial images in the background. In the bathroom of one of the houses, after the room was steamed up from the hot shower, different words would be written on the mirror. Nobody saw anybody write the words, and nobody knows who it is that's supposed to haunt these buildings. Eustis, Bay Street Theater. The Bay Street Theater was once the State Theater of Florida, but now it's said to be a mere echo of its former glory. Theatrical productions still thrive, as do the encounters with the supernatural. Screams have been heard in the upstairs costume and prop rooms. Orbs have been seen. Presence is felt. A man was seen hanging by his neck from a hole in the balcony ceiling. On several occasions during technical rehearsals, the switchboard on the same balcony operated unmanned, randomly turning lights on, and once the main spotlight dimmed and pulsed slowly to a heartbeat rhythm. When people tried to fix it, nothing they did seemed to affect it. The area under the stage known as the hole is marked temperature variations. A few people go down there because of the presence that they sense. Nearly everybody who's worked there has some kind of experience. Eustis, State Route 44, there's a cemetery. There's been a reported sightings of a female figure wearing a lace outfit walking down the side street of the cemetery. Nobody's quite sure who she is or was or what she wants, but if you do see her, you usually see her late at night. Many people have stopped thinking it's a real woman who may need help, but if you stop, all you hear is crying off in the distance. And some say they've seen her lying over a tombstone, and she's reportedly the one crying. Everglade City, Smallwood Store. At the end of a dead-end road, there lies a historic trading post and general store that sits up on stilts at the banks of the Everglades. Now, this was the site where lived a large manhunt Indian many years ago. A local farmer was shot and killed as he came ashore at the store one day. He lived nearby and operated a farm. And according to the story, he was thought to be killing all his migrant workers at the end of the season, mutilating their bodies and dumping them in the Everglades for the alligators instead of paying them off. Word got to shore he had left his farm and was heading by boat to the Smallwood store. The sheriff and the local townsfolk came out to see this notorious killer. When he came ashore and he saw the sheriff, he tried to resist and he was shot and killed. And later on, by parties unknown, his farm was burned. If you go to this location, you get a feeling of great uneasiness when you get near the store. And you shouldn't walk under the store at any time of day. It's about 5 feet off the ground. The store is seasonal. It's not always open. Fernandina, Fort Clinch. Fort Clinch is no Union Civil War fort that was never finished due to lack of funding from the government. During construction, the fort was attacked many times by Confederate troops. Several Union men died in the process. One of these incidents included a man who was shot after promising his wife in a letter he wouldn't die until he saw her again. He said to haunt the fort to this day. Reenactors that volunteer at the fort often see his ghost in the courtyard, along with that of several of his comrades. It's believed that he is actually searching for his wife. I've never seen a computer who has such a mind of its own. Okay, Fernandina, look at Demas' grave. The story is told that a young teenage girl was accused of practicing witchcraft, and of course she was questioned, and she denied it, but the townspeople didn't believe her, so they hung her on September 12th in the year 1600. The grave's located on a narrow path right across from Fernandina Beach High School. When you get to the path, you walk straight to a large oak tree, and you feel the ground shake, and it's said that you hear a large booming noise, and that's said to be the spirit of Wicodemus telling you to leave her grave and let her rest in peace. If you're lucky, she'll let you reach the grave before she starts acting up. If people want to check that out, they may want to be aware the police do happen by there every so often. And folks have been arrested for trespassing. This is private property. Fernandina Beach, that I spent time at. Amelia Island. There's a lighthouse on the main beach. It's said to be haunted by its former caretaker and his young bride. She allegedly died tragically, and at her death, he went up at the top of the lighthouse and killed himself. When people visit, they smell putrid smells. The radio is turned on every night, and the door is constantly unlocked. No amount of effort has been able to keep the door to the tower unlocked. Floral City, Cabin Clutter Antiques. For many years, through multiple ownerships, there have been reports of the ghost of an old woman who makes her residence on the third floor. This is the attic of this antique and collectible shop. Most appearances of this spirit have been in the attic, but on at least one occasion, there was a report of somebody seeing the apparition on the first floor. Most sightings describe her sitting in an old rocking chair up in the attic, just peacefully locking away. The most recent paranormal experience in the shop took place December 12, 2003. I don't have any reports since that time. Fort Myers, Florida. Fort Myers National Bank. Employees reported seeing a man running in the upstairs hallway. During office hours, he'll move things off the desk and put them on the floor. Fort Pierce, battered women's shelter. Those that spend time there report a strong feeling of being watched all the time. There are frequent noises and sounds of footsteps running up and down stairs almost every night. And the reports of phantom scratches appearing on residents. Windows open up on their own even after they've been sealed shut. Fort Pierce, the Chinese buffet. Now this, according to the story, this restaurant was actually closed for selling cats and dogs as meals. But before it was closed, finding them enclosed in a locked freezer in the burned out kitchen, a number of people have spotted cats and dogs chasing former employees who died in the fire, including the cook, who seemed to be the ringleader of the group that felt it was okay to kill and eat the dogs and cats. Now, we'll point out, in a lot of Asian countries, dogs and cats are considered delicacies. Fort Pierce, there's an old antique store sitting on a hill overlooking the St. Lucie River on US 1, and it's long been rumored to be haunted. In the early 20th century, a man was brutally murdered there by his wife. She killed him on the staircase at her house, which later became the antique store. When you come up on the second floor, the smell of cigar smoke will follow you around. He never completely managed to avoid that smell. And you never feel completely comfortable in the second floor. The stair on which the man was killed makes a horrible sound whenever it's stepped on, and one gentleman was pushed down the stairwell on the exact stair a few years ago on Halloween night where the man was killed. The owners boarded it up after Florida experienced all the hurricanes. There's no word of whether or not it's going to open again. But it would be an interesting building to explore. Fort Pierce, the Pace Center for Girls. In 1977, before the small building became the Pace Center for Girls, it was an abortion clinic. Women used to go there for abortions, but didn't know that basically most of them were botched. Women used to die a few nights after the abortion. Students at the Pace Center for Girls reportedly have heard women crying in pain, especially in the bathroom in the small English classroom. No one has ever reported seeing a ghost, but all of them have heard cries. The weird thing is that half the students who enter the small school always tend to get sick. Maybe the ghosts are trying to make these young girls feel their pain. Also, people in Fort Pierce say they've seen lights switching on and off and the vertical blinds moving when there's nobody in the building. Fort Walton Beach. The Brooks Bridge had a number of interesting stories, but at the request of the powers that be, those stories have been suppressed. Fort Lauderdale, the Art Institute, Sunrise Hall Dormitory. Long time ago, the dorms used to be houses of ill repute. Said to be lots of murders in that Sunrise Hall dormitory as well. Later it burned, and time passed, and a hotel was built there, and eventually became the Art Institute dorm. There have been numerous reports from the second floor. The sound of moaning comes from the third floor about 1 in the morning. The sound of metal pipes being dropped and rolling across the floor can be heard in the ceiling. And the sound of high heels walking around on the second floor hallway have been heard. And if you wait 10 minutes, the noises come back again, but it sounds more like someone running as opposed to walking. Fort Lauderdale, Las Olas, Riverwalk. It's the oldest hotel in Fort Lauderdale, supposedly built in the early 1900s, recently made into the last 30 years into a museum. Best known to be the most active haunted location. Most of the activity takes place around the hours of between 11 p.m. and 3 in the morning. And it's said countless spirits haunt the establishment as most popular apparitions make appearances. It seems to be a man Looks to be in his early mid-40s, wearing a duster, who paces the downstairs area. A younger man who, is shy. He'll creepily advance to the front door, very, very slowly. Press his palms and face against the glass and scare passerbys if they're caught staring. And if any attempts are made to approach him, he vanishes. Then there's a little girl with shoulder-length curly hair who wears a ruffled dress. She looks between 5 and 7. She looks sullenly out the window. Several more spirits can be seen upstairs as well as looming in the hallways. But even though you may be aware that they are ghosts, their presences are very clear and realistic-looking. Some witnesses have reported encountering cold spots, though these particular experiences seem to vary with person to person. Fort Meade, County Line Road. In the 1950s and 60s, ghost lights were seen in this beautiful, quiet country area. Not sure if they're still there. Some said the lights were phosphorus from nearby mines, but there were no mines at that point in time. Some have spoken of the lights following them at dusk. Nobody seems to know the cause of the lights. Fort Pierce, the Boston House, rumored to be haunted by a woman who's looking for her family. Family's been missing for years. Says she still looks out the top window hoping to see her family approaching. It's now a lawyer's office, and they've reported papers and personal belongings missing or being moved after hours. Fort Pierce, the Hilltop House Restaurant. Staff's reported loud knocks when they're alone and feeling unbelievable chills. And when looking out the window, eyes have been seen staring out of the woods after dark. The Hilltop House Restaurant, according to an update I have, was torn down in 2003. But there's a lot of stories still circulating about it. Fort Pierce, Indian River Community College. Been a number of reports of sightings of a tall male figure in the theater building. Figure appears pale blue and has been seen in the broom closet on the left side of the stage. He's also been seen in the light and sound room. Sometimes the figure dances and waves, but mostly just stands and watches people. Flagler, Palm Coast High School. Said the high school is haunted by a young man by the name of Jonathan Ritchie. It's known that he can be seen by the girls' locker room relieving himself around each class period. He died a few years back, leaving the high school homecoming football game with his ex-girlfriend Katie Murray when they got in a car accident, and he died. It said that around these times, a strange odor and a misty film coats things in the locker room. Katie, who was the only survivor of that accident, later on, mysteriously vanished. Nobody has any idea what happened to her. Frostproof, Bereja. If you sit at the four-way stop sign at Bereja Road, a light will float up on to your car. It's called the ghost light. If you want to see it, you have to park at that intersection and sit there for some time, but eventually it will show up. Gainesville, 13th Street Plaza Theater. Orbs, have been seen, and it's said of the blood has been seen on the walls and floors. Now, someone wrote Monster Bad, and there's an arrow leading to a room. That's the room where you find the blood in the on the walls and the floors. Gainesville's 13th Street Steak and Shake. Three people were murdered there in the wee hours of the morning inside the walk-in freezer by a disgruntled employee. Current employees won't stay in there alone any time of the day or night. Now, this location was closed in late 2006 for renovation. The new building is almost finished. In fact, by this time, it probably has been. Expected to open soon. But according to an update I got in October, the date of the update is October 2007. The Steak and Shake on 13th Street has been torn down and fully rebuilt for a grand opening. Under the same name, no reports why the owners felt the need to tear the building down, only to rebuild it identically as the way it was. Gainesville, 13th Street Walmart. 13th Street seems to have quite an interesting history. There's a woman been seen and felt by those of who have what you might call psychic senses. She said to be harmless, and from observations made, she was employed there until 3 days before she died. Roughly a month after she died, employees started reporting seeing and hearing her and feeling her, in particular infants in the infant and girlware department. Other parts of the store, jewelry, crafts, and domestics. Voices and cold spots have been heard when there's no one around. The best times to encounter these phenomena are said to be between 3 and 7 a.m. Gainesville, Archer Road at the Goodies. Witnesses reported the sounds of change being counted in the cash office, even though there's nobody in the room. The store is left neat at night, and when they come back in the morning, it's still neat. But almost immediately, clothes are being found half off the hanger, even though there's little shoppers in the stores. Alarms have sounded at 3 in the morning, and security cameras shut off at the same time for absolutely no definable reason. Gainesville, the Purple Porpoise. It's been a Gainesville institution for years. It's about to close its doors, but the problems will probably go to the new owners. This is a college town, and in the 60s, a female student was brutally attacked and killed in the upstairs bathroom. To this day, her ghost and the violent ghost of her killer haunt that cramped hallway in the restroom. She emits a feeling of hopelessness and fear, while the ghost of the killer seems to be pure evil. Men are usually safe, but numerous females have been attacked. Gainesville, University of Florida, Beatty Tower. A girl committed suicide here by jumping off Beatty Tower and landing in the street. People who've lived in the tower have often seen a ghostly figure walking through the halls and actually going into some of the rooms. Strange noises have also been heard throughout Beatty Towers, along with things were being moved around in the rooms. Now, this girl's dorm has been around for years, and it's rumored that the girl was pregnant at the time of her suicide. In fact, if you listen to the song by Tom Petty, American Girl, he is singing about the girl that committed suicide. Gainesville, University of Florida, Thomas Hall Dormitory. It's a red brick building, and it has Gothic gargoyles at the entrance. It's said to be one of the oldest buildings on campus, dates back to the early 1900s. The building used to be used for classrooms, and residents have been known to hear ceaseless banging coming from the radiators and heaters during the months when they aren't in use. There's also an old employee who's thought to, has been seen a number of times wandering through the building as if he doesn't want to leave. Then in Gainesville, Sweetwater Bed and Breakfast Inn. There are two parts to this bed and breakfast, the Pink House and the Blue House. It used to be an old plantation belonging to a local family. Many people claim the old Blue House attic rooms have a spirit. Many claim to be sleeping and encountering a heavy feeling on their chest when they woke up. Also, the maids that cleaned the rooms experienced an old bureau having its doors open and closed. And quite a number of the employees report feeling scared when they're in those rooms. Even the owners claim to see an image in the window of the third floor. Gainesville, University of Florida, Norman Hall. Now, Norman Hall, which is now the College of Education, used to be the P.K. Young School. It's said to be haunted by children who died in an elevator accident there many years ago. And witnesses have reported hearing children running and laughing on the third floor during all times, but usually at night. Elevator that they died in is still there, and perhaps they're come back to warn folks. Gainesville, Wayside Antiques, south on I-75. Employees were reported hearing voices from the back of the huge antique store calling by name, usually when they're opening or closing the store. Also, in one of the upstairs showrooms, right at the right corner of the building facing I-75, is an antique dresser. A little girl in period clothing has been seen playing in the room around that dresser. She's usually only seen by psychics, or those who have what might be considered psychic senses, but others have also reported a feeling of coldness or encountering what they call a presence in that room. Now, I got a 2003 update, December 2003. The store is closing its doors in a new year, right after the holidays. And whether the new owners are going to open up remains to be seen. Then from a March 2007 update, the location was closed late in 2006 for rebuilding. The new building is almost finished and expected to open soon. October 2007 update, right off I-75, the famous Wayside Antiques that has been closed for some time have just recently been reopened. Looks the same, but it's not known if it has the same owners. The only addition to the old barn-like building is a huge sign above the building that says Antiques. And there's a new billboard advertising the place. But from everything I can find out, the little girl in period clothing is still making her home there. Graceville. On Highway 2, there's an old bridge you can pull up to, a stop in front of, and put your car in park. And they say that a little girl who died there will make sure that your car gets across the bridge. Grand Island, Wedgwood's Golf Place. Several sightings of a ghost walking around with limbs missing. Been reports of screams of help. There's a gator been heard. But if you... it's been recommended by the employees of the course that if your golf ball happens to go into the lake, don't go in after it. Green Cove Springs, Little Ruth Church Road Cemetery. This is across the road from the feed store. At the end of the road, there's a little church and a very small graveyard. The area, in fact, is large, but it's said to be inhabited by what you might call dark apparitions, succubuses, and a very mysterious dark apparition that runs around. Witnesses have reported seeing the apparition they call the runner. In fact, it will seem to follow you the entire time you're there. He has a distinct walk with a slight scuff of his feet on the pavement, and those he follows routinely are able to tell that he is following them. Green Cove Springs, St. John's Landing Apartments. Now, various apartments are haunted in this complex. Originally built as military housing back in the 30s, there's a cemetery on site. In fact, it's in the middle of the complex's grounds. When the military base closed in Green Cove Springs, the housing was sold to a private owner and over the years became basically a slum to about 1997. Then a new owner took over the complex and began restoring the buildings back to their original glory. Been a lot of sightings of apparitions, shadows, and there's been electrical charges felt in the air. Tenants report hearing voices, having doors open and closed, and hearing footsteps coming up the stairs and walking through the apartments even though they don't see anything. Hialeah High School, the bathroom near the auditorium. A couple of years ago, a freshman went to the bathroom during her third period class. A couple of boys saw her go in. They followed her in, raped her, and beat her up so bad that she bled to death in the bathroom. Nobody found out until several hours after the school closed when a janitor was sent to clean the bathroom. Now, she haunts that bathroom and can't leave until the boys who raped her die, according to legend. Students are seen sitting in the corner of the bathroom on top of her own blood, rocking back and forth, chanting, "When will they die?" Hialeah, the Hialeah Miami Lakes Senior High, fourth floor. There's been a story that a few years ago, a group of students were in the planetarium on the fourth floor of the main building. One of the girls in that group fell through a skylight and was killed instantly. They didn't shut the first floor so nobody else could go up there. In fact, nobody's allowed to go there. You rarely see even a janitor up there, but it's said the janitors that do go up there have heard many noises from the fourth floor, and they believe it's the girl who died so many years ago. The Hialeah Miami Lakes High School, and Hialeah Miami Lakes High School's little theater. This is where the drama students have classes. There have been sightings of what a ghost that's been nicknamed Fred. Sometimes music can be heard, lights tend to turn on and off, and there have been reports of voices. They can't tell what they're saying, but they know they're speaking English. Holiday, Florida, Lakeview Rodeo. Ever since the Lakeview Rodeo burned down, there have been sightings of a young man standing in the middle of the area. Nobody knows who he is or why he's there, but he's there. Hollywood, Florida. Hollybrook Golf and Tennis Condominiums. This is a retirement community. Late at night, on certain nights, as you're leaving this community, if you're driving over the speed limit, which is 15 miles an hour, as you approach a stop sign, an old lady who seems to almost be glowing appears on the left-hand side of the road. She's wearing a pink nightgown and motions for you to slow down. As you pass her, she will stare at you in what might be considered disgust. You can watch her disappear in your rearview mirror. Nobody knows who she is or why she's there. The theory is she was crossing the road and was run over by somebody who was speeding. Hollywood Beach Resort Hotel. Been a number of orbs photographed on the second floor, and witnesses reported hearing the noises of voices and a lot of other strange sounds. This hotel opened in 1926 and was a favorite place of Al Capone. It later became a hospital, a Bible college, and it's now a hotel again. Who knows what evil may lurk in the shadows. Homestead, South Dade High School. In the auditorium, if there are just a couple of folks there, the lights will start to go on and off. You also see the figure of a boy and a girl on stage, and you hear the faint sound of music. Holmes, Florida. Ponce de Leon. Uchi Valley. The Uchi Valley Presbyterian Cemetery. Shadowy figure appears and comes after anybody who's in the graveyard in the evening. Nobody knows who the figure is or why he doesn't want any visitors. Homestead, South Dade Senior High School. There's a small boy who will stand just north of the baseball fields, close to the greenhouses. Late at night, he's been seen wandering into the teacher's parking lot. On the south side of the school, there's stairs leading up to the roof. You can see a teenager climbing up there, but you never see him on the roof. When police are called, usually the troopers will come out with dogs. And the dogs, if they come to the school, will bark every night at 11:27. But they never seem to find anybody. Hudson, Pasco County, Hudson Mills Manor. In one apartment, there's a little girl who's been seen haunting the place. And lest you think that they have to do with who lives there, when one tenant moves out, she continues her activities with the next tenant. She'll open and close the cabinets, turn on a television set, and talk to the little kids. I got an update from May 2005. The first several one-bedroom apartments are also haunted. Everything from red orbs to black shadow people have been seen in the first few apartments as you enter the building complex. It's rumored that the property was built on a burial ground and the county took it over to use as a dump site. A lot of uproar from residents arose when plans to move the bodies were brought to light. It's thought that the bodies were never moved. Inverness, the old movie theater downtown. Long time ago, when the jail used to be across from the old courthouse, the prisoners were allowed to be escorted to the upstairs balcony at the theater to see a movie if they had demonstrated good behavior. And since the theater closed down in the 1980s, prisoners have been seen sitting in the upstairs balcony. Jacksonville, Greenbrier Light, also known as Ghost Light Road. If you travel slowly down Greenbrier Road late at night, you may discover that it's hazard to your mental health. Because quite often the Greenbrier light will come out and decide to follow you. Motorists say this mysterious ball of light appears out of nowhere and bobs along behind their car. Sometimes hovers over them, but never passing. Reports of some numerous the Sheriff's Department dispatched scientists to investigate the mysterious luminescence. Never could find an explanation. Locals connect the light to the untimely death of a young man on a motorcycle. He was decapitated when his bike hit a cable that had been stretched across the road. Supposedly, the Greenbrier light's a solitary beacon of the solitary light of his motorcycle. The light actually seems to come from the very end of Greenbrier, which at that time was a dirt road, where State Route 210 heads directly toward it and then curves away. One witness reported they'd been out there many years ago, and it was a little scary in the middle of the woods on a dirt road, seeing what looked like a headlight coming straight at you. They've since changed the way 210 and Greenbrier intersect, and with that change, the ghost light is said to have gone away, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's true. Jacksonville, the Homestead Restaurant. The ghost of Alpha Painter is seen standing by the fireplace. Nobody knows why Alpha Painter haunts the facility, but apparently that doesn't stop the ghost. Then in Jacksonville, in one neighborhood, one house is haunted by a little boy. Sometimes residents will get locked out of their house. Food and clothes has been stolen. Sometimes residents hear footsteps up in the attic. But when they investigate, they never find anybody. Jacksonville, Orange Park. Sports Authority. The phone extension in the football department will ring, and this is not an outside phone line. Other times, a store alarm will go off. The manager on duty and the police will be called to the store. Now, this happens quite often. It's usually due to the motion sensor from over the footwear team sports area. Police have searched the store from end to end and find all is secure. Other times, staff leaves the store neat and tidy and comes back the next day to find an entire shelf of sports bags from the team sports area scattered all over the floor. Jensen Beach, F.I.T. Leach Mansion. The old Leach Mansion on Indian River Drive in Jensen Beach is haunted. When you enter, you get this strange feeling, and you encounter chills. It feels like somebody's right behind you. You also hear strange noises coming from the upper floors. When you're in the downstairs bar, it gets very cold. When you cross through the double doors, it feels like you're entering into another world. Jupiter, Florida, the old Jupiter Elementary. The old building has not been reconstructed. Strange sounds have been heard. The lights turn on and off. The walls and the floors make very odd noises. Jupiter, the Jupiter Lighthouse. Employees there reported strange noises and cold spots being encountered inside the lighthouse. Visitors claim to feel somebody's hands on their shoulders, but when they turn around, there's nobody there. Jupiter, Trapper Nelson's at the Jonathan Dixon State Park. Those that have been there report feeling being watched when they're in the bathrooms. The apparition of Trapper Nelson has been seen waving and staring from the docks and under the pavilion where he was murdered by a shotgun. A number of people reported encountering him. Kennedy Space Center, Apollo 1 Launch Complex 34. The old abandoned launch pad of the Apollo missions believed to be haunted by the ghost of the three astronauts that were killed in a tragic fire. When you're on the pad, you get a weird feeling, and at night you enter some of the abandoned buildings. If you're quiet, you can hear screams of panic and distress. At one time, NASA let visitors tour the facility, but due to what they call strange occurrences, they no longer include the Apollo launch pad on the tour. Key West, Artist House B&B. The home of Robert Eugene Otto is haunted by two spirits, one of a malevolent spirit of Eugene's doll Robert, who was put in the attic by his wife. Just mainly an evil presence is felt in the attic. Also, Eugene's wife's spirit is believed to be trapped in the turret room where Robert was kept. House is now a hotel or a B&B. Robert's displayed at a museum in Key West. I've seen him. He's odd. Cemetery behind St. Paul's Church in Key West. Haunted by several spirits. First by the ghost of a man who most single-handedly drove the pirates out of Key West. Very angry spirit. When there's no wind, it's said to be a whirlwind seen through the trees next to his grave. There's a ghost tour that doesn't bring tours into the cemetery anymore because of him. Second haunting is a group of children who died in a fire across the small alleyway from the cemetery. Fire was started by the pastor of the church to kill his wife, who was having an affair with a deacon. He started the fire while the Sunday school class was taking place and unfortunately killed everybody in the class. If you go into the cemetery and sit quietly in the corner where they're buried, you can faintly hear the sound of the children playing. And if you smoke in the cemetery, the children get very upset and they act out. Well, once again, we come to the end of another show. We'll be back tomorrow night. But once again, you'll be listening to Ken Hudnall and the Ken Hudnall Show. Until then, have a truly great evening.